a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case, and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. That is our goal, and today I believe that we're going to be successful. Our guest, I'm so excited to introduce our guest to you, Dr. Joseph C. Maroon, is a clinical professor of neurosurgery at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He's a longtime team neurosurgeon to the Pittsburgh Steelers and a neurosurgical consultant for the WWE, which for those who are not familiar is World Wrestling Entertainment. He received his education at Indiana University, Georgetown, University of Vermont, as well as Oxford University in England, and has authored hundreds of scientific peer-reviewed papers and books. Dr. Maroon also co-developed the IMPACT neurocognitive test for concussion management, which is now a standard of care for the NFL, as well as all contact sports. He's a former Scholastic All-American in football himself at Indiana University. Dr. Maroon is also now a world-class triathlete and Ironman, and yet he hasn't always been at the top of his game. At the age of 40, Dr. Maroon was so unfit that he struggled climbing a flight of stairs and was depressed to the point of not wanting to continue to live. Wow. Dr. Maroon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
We're excited to visit with you. And man, so many things we could cover here. I know we're going to run out of time, but we're going to jump into it and cover as many as we possibly can. I want to start off with your professional endeavors. And what an incredibly full plate. Clinical professor of neurosurgery at University Medical Center. We're talking about the National Football League, a team neurosurgeon there, a consultant for WWE. You've had tons of success in authoring books and research, 60 book chapters that report on a wide variety of research interests. So many things. I'm curious, what are some of the activities that bring you the most satisfaction professionally, Dr. Maroon?
Well, Kyle, the most satisfaction I get from interacting with patients, actually, and problem solving. I have patients with problems of the brain, spinal cord, discs, and to make the correct diagnosis and the proper treatment, and then to see most often successful resolution of the problem, it is huge. Also, I'm very involved with teaching and mentoring young residents at the University of Pittsburgh. We have the largest neurosurgical program in the country with 28 neurosurgical residents, which is a 7-year program. So that to be able to assist and to participate in that is a major benefit for me. And also continuing to do what I believe is important research into Alzheimer's disease, cancer, and also longevity.
So many, like I said, so many great things that you're working on, that you're involved in. I want to focus in just a little bit on maybe some of the well-known brand names that you're involved in. Let's talk about the NFL for just a minute. That coincides right with what you've talked about. You're talking about concussions, brain health, neurosurgery, Alzheimer's. We know so much more about brain health and about potential concussion injuries and the long-term effects. You know, we're talking about the NFL, where some of these players that have played for so many years are dealing with really significant brain trauma, you know, years after they finished their successful careers in the NFL. Talk a little bit about how you kind of got involved with that and the importance of keeping our brains healthy, especially in these contact sports.
Well, when I first started my career back actually in the late 70s, when the Steelers were winning all of their Super Bowls with Coach
in the good days, right? In the good old days.
The good old days. I started seeing patients with concussions. And also, very tragically, the first 4 or 5 years I was at the University of Pittsburgh, each year, a high school player would come in with a fractured dislocation of the spine and quadriplegic. And, you know, it was so cute to see these young men in the peak of their lives destroyed in a way with neurological deficits. And I recall the words of Hippocrates, the father of physicians, who said, "The first responsibility of a physician is to prevent disease. If that be impossible, to cure it. if that too be impossible, to relieve pain. So I initiated a program in the Pittsburgh area preventing head and neck injuries and spine injuries, and how to prevent concussions and how to manage them and how to handle spinal cord and cervical problems. And this got the attention of Coach Knoll and also Mr. Rooney, the owner. And they asked me to become involved with the Steelers in not only a diagnostic, but a therapeutic and preventive way. So we used the Steelers as a laboratory, and we initiated various studies on how to protect the head and neck, how to prevent concussions, and very significantly, how to manage them. And at the time, you don't recall, you weren't back then, but, you know, to get back into a game, you'd hold two fingers up, and if they could recognize two fingers, go back in. Well, that was the worst possible thing we could have done. And that led to the development of the immediate post-athletic cognitive testing, or the impact test, that now has become the standard of care, as you mentioned. And we've now baselined over 23 million athletes with this years. And the importance of that is the brain, once it's traumatized, is much more sensitive to a lesser blow and more significant damage if you play with a concussion. So by doing by performing a cognitive test, having a baseline, and mandating that you have to get back to your baseline in terms of your memory, your judgment, your intellectual ability, and without symptoms like photophobia and memory problems. Before going back, I think we've prevented innumerable subsequent post-concussion syndrome problems. So we're still working on, as you know, the NFL has come out with the protective helmets, the Guardian cap, the Pro cap, which had reduced by 50 to 20% in practices, the amount of concussions that occur. And there's other major developments. One is the Prevent Biometrics mouthpiece, which is a mouthpiece that athletes wear with triaxial accelerometers that tells you the location of a hit, the number of hits, and the G-forces involved, so that it's kind of like a radiographic a dosimetry badge that can cumulatively measure the amount of G-forces your head has taken from Pop Warner to the pros. So hold on.
This is a mouthpiece that you wear. This is new to me. I'm not familiar with this.
It is a mouthpiece, and I can show it to you.
We only have the audio, so.
Pardon me?
We only have the audio, so we wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah, but it's made by Prevent Biometrics.
Okay.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
And something that, you know, you could sit in the stands with your iPad and know immediately the number of hits and the G-forces of every hit to your son's head if he's playing football.
What an incredible tool. I have the opportunity to help out as an assistant coach on one of our local high school wrestling teams. And consequently, every year I have to take concussion training to help keep these kids safe. And one of the things that I think many people don't recognize or realize is just how prevalent or easy it is to have a brain injury. I think most of us would say, yeah, if you're an NFL player, I can see that you're hitting your head all the time. But a lot of us don't think about, you know, soccer or even basketball or like I said, wrestling that I'm involved in. Those are sports where you can have some potential issues as well, right?
Well, we're talking to the National Wrestling Society. Wrestling is clearly one of the high risk patient sports for concussions.
Sure.
Look into this for your team, because I think it's something that's going to be mandated. World Rugby has studied this for 2 years and has now mandated these for World Rugby in the elite league to be worn. So it's coming. You can be avant-garde yourself with your team.
Yeah, I'm going to look into this. This is very, very interesting to me. The big thing that we're told in our training is, you know, when in doubt, sit them out. If you have any question at all, if maybe there's been a head injury or you know, they hit the mat the wrong way or they bumped heads with their opponent or whatever it is, if you have any question at all, you got to sit them out until we are able to have them evaluated and assessed. And just like what you said, there is a baseline that they have to get back to. So if they have a concussion, they've got to sit out, and it's a multiple day process that allows them to get back to where they want to be, where they need to be, before they go back into the field of competition and injure themselves worse. And this is valuable information, certainly for high school kids, but it could be valuable information for a senior athlete as well, right?
At all levels, from Pop Warner to the NFL and to world soccer to any where there's a potential problem of contact. And we so now we're getting we know if there's a 70G hit, that athlete should be examined for a possible concussion. It's not diagnostic, but it's a yellow flag that, and we now in world rugby have seen individuals who have had such a hit, didn't realize that they were actually concussed and were removed from the game.
Yeah, it sounds like a game changer to me, and so vital, because you can take that athlete out, sit him out, get him better, and then allow them to come back, you know, multiple days later, several days later, but after they're actually ready to come back and prolong not only their professional career, because we're talking about all levels, but just prolong the enjoyment of sport and competition.
Various studies have shown that if you continue to play with a concussion, it doubles the time for you to return to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Very fascinating. And again, we could dig even deeper into this. I'm going to shift gears just a little bit because we have so many things that we could talk about. I want to talk a little bit about your own athletic endeavors. You've done some amazing research. You've been involved in some really groundbreaking, I think, life-changing experiences and opportunities from a professional standpoint. But you've also been an amazing athlete yourself. You played football at university. But you also say, Dr. Maroon, that at about the age 40, things weren't really going very well for you. Talk a little bit about where you were at age 40 and then how you kind of turned things around and got going in the right direction again.
Well, at age 40, I was very successful, Kyle, in terms of my academic pursuits, in terms of my professional pursuits. And however, I was very deficient in other sides of my, what I call a square.
Yeah.
We say square, I have individuals draw in their mind a square. At the top, putting work. On the other side, put family and social. The bottom, spiritual. And the other side, physical. And then you draw a line, how much effort you put on each of these in a daily basis. So how long is your work line, your family line, your spiritual line, and your physical side? Well, when I was very successful, but it was all work. There was no family, no spirituality, and I was 15 pounds overweight. And at that point, my father died of a massive heart attack. I had to quit neurosurgery. One day I was doing a weight brain surgery on patients with tumors and eloquent parts of the brain. And next, I was working in a dilapidated truck stop that he bequeathed to my mother and heavily mortgaged.
Yeah.
So it was quite a fall. It was kind of like the tale of Icarus, if you would.
Yeah.
Who flew too near the sun with his successes, the success of flight. The wax melted, the feathers
fell off, and down he comes.
And I plummeted into a sea of depression and had no idea how I was going to get out of that. I thought my career in neurosurgery at age 42, 43 was over. I'd be working in a truck stop after 15 years of higher education. But the banker who held the mortgage on the truck stop called me one day and said, "Hey, Joe, we need to go for a run." I think he wanted to see if I'd be around long enough to pay off the mortgage.
To pay off the mortgage, right?
But I went down to the high school track. I made it around four times and said, "Never again." But that night was the first night I slept in several months. So the next day I went back myself. I did a mile and a quarter, then a mile and a half, two, three, four. And I subsequently started to feel better without drugs. And I learned to swim. I got a bike and I entered a small mini triathlon, a sprint triathlon. and subsequently continue to raise the bar. But what was happening by exercising, which is the best antidepressant, and then correcting my diet because I needed better fuel, not junk truck stop food.
Yeah.
I was rebooting my neurotransmitters in my brain, my serotonin, my dopamine, my endocannabinoids, all got rebalanced. I started to feel better. I started to be able to think again. And so as you well know, the mind can make the body very sick. Anxiety, depression, stress leads to heart attacks, strokes, ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome. The message from what I'm telling you to your audience is the body can heal the mind. The body can heal the mind by exercise, physical aerobic activity, weight training, stretching. You have a profound effect on your brain to create new neurons, new brain cells, new connections, synaptic connections, and enhance neuroplasticity, the ability to take diffuse amounts of information like you and I are doing now and focus it like a laser beam and express our thoughts. So that, and I got back to a more spiritual basis in my life, reconstituted the family, and have been working out ever since. Just got back from a 20-mile bike ride. So it's balance what we need. Everyone needs homeostasis, balance, and how do you attain it? And you attain it by every day, like the Buddhists say, being mindful and aware of your stress level, and also consciously think of your square. How long is your work line, your family, your spiritual, and your physical? The four qualities, four characters you must touch on a daily basis in some way.
I really appreciate that analogy of the square. That's something that resonates with me. The idea of being in balance and trying to find the equal, sides of each of those elements in our lives, that makes a lot of sense to me. I really, really appreciate that. Now, you talked about kind of reaching a low point and then finding a way to kind of bounce back, which I love as well. I want to talk for just a minute more about triathlons. You started running a little bit. You kind of learned how to swim, and then you grabbed a bike. You also said you just barely got back from a 20-mile bike ride, which is amazing. Do you mind if you state what your age is right now, Dr. Maroon?
83
years old. This is just amazing. This is absolutely amazing. You're the perfect example of what the Huntsman World Senior Games really is all about. It's continuing to do the things that you love to do and making sure that you've got the foundation set so that you can do that. But you said that you started with a sprint triathlon, but you've gone beyond that. You've done Ironman triathlons. Talk about your very first Ironman and what that felt like to be able to progress from where you were, depressed in a truck stop, to there doing an Ironman triathlon.
Well, it was in Kona, the world championship, and I initially qualified by a lottery, and I said, oh my goodness, I got in by the lottery, now I have to do it. And so I'm still working. I was working at the time full-time as a neurosurgeon, operating 3 days a week, seeing patients, and then somehow getting 18 to 20 hours of workouts in a week and on a weekend. And but it was one of the most awesome experiences of my life to be standing in the waters, the ocean waters of Kona, and with 1,800 other athletes from all over the world, and wondering if you're going to be able to make it. I knew it was going to take me between 13 and 15 hours to finish,
and that's 15 hard hours. Those are not passive hours.
Yeah, it's complete aerobic. And I found out I end up putting myself, I have a mantra, and the mantra is from the book of Isaiah. And it's a kind of a prayer mantra. He who trusts in the Lord shall be renewed. He shall rise up on wings like an eagle. He shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint.
I love it.
And I kind of repeat that maybe 1,000 times.
At least 1,000 times during an Ironman triathlon. At least 1,000 times, probably more.
But I detail all this in my book, Square One, The Simple Guide to a Balanced Life. And I'm, you know, again, there's nothing here that I'm boasting about in any way. I've been very fortunate to be able to do this. But what I discovered out of adversity, very severe adversity, was the importance of the mind-body connection and also the absolute essential aspect of diet, exercise, avoiding environmental toxins, smoking, drinking, controlling stress, a strong family unit, and getting sleep. Those five qualities will obviate, slow, prevent Alzheimer's disease. They'll give you the best shot epigenetically of living. And as I tell people, I want to die young as late as possible.
As old as you can possibly be, right?
Yeah. And so I try to work on that every day.
I love that. That sounds like such great advice. Give us the five things one more time, just as a review.
Number one, diet. I have a Mediterranean diet, high on vegetables, lean protein, etc. Number two, aerobic exercise, flexibility training. Number three, avoid environmental toxins, smoking, drinking, alcohol, drugs. Number four, control stress. And if you look at where the most centenarians live, they all have strong family units. Yeah. They all have a great spiritual belief. And this is huge, particularly as you get older, in controlling the stress of age, of getting old. Who's going to take care of them? And then number five is getting adequate sleep.
Yeah.
Very central, again, in mitigating Alzheimer's disease.
Five incredibly important areas of focus for each of us, regardless of age, but certainly as we age, as we get older, certainly we need to focus in on these five areas. I appreciate the review there. Listen, we've got about a minute and a half. You've kind of had an opportunity in your life to see the spectrum. I mean, you've been at the height of your professional career, but you noticed that there was other areas of your life that were lacking. You've been at the very bottom, the depths of depression. You've been able to climb out of that and have success athletically, professionally, spiritually, with your relationships. All of that being said, what advice do you have for people as they try to make their way through this difficult experience that we call life?
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it's written, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, and after many days it shall come back unto you manyfold." And really, it's about giving of ourselves. We give but little when we give of our possessions. It's when we give of ourselves that we truly give. I've been very blessed to be able to do that with patients, with friends, with colleagues, and students at all levels. And I think when we give of ourselves, it comes back, and I've seen this in my own life, in ways we can never, ever, ever guess.
You've certainly been able to do that throughout your life, and you've been able to do that with us today as well, Dr. Maroon. So let me say thank you so much for your time, for your expertise, for sharing that with us. Tell us how we can find your book. The most recent one is called Square One.
Square One, A Simple Guide to a Balanced Life. And you can go to josephmaroon.com or Amazon.
Okay. So it is available at Amazon. Once again, it is called Square One, A Simple Guide to a Balanced Life. Dr. Joseph Maroon, once again, thank you so much for your time today. We wish you the very best in everything you have going on. And maybe we'd have you back sometime and dig a little bit deeper into some of these other areas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Just a couple of quick reminders for everybody. Individual athlete registration is indeed open. Don't miss out. Get yourself registered today for the 2024 Huntsman World Senior Games. Everything you need to know is available at seniorgames.net. We're going to have schedules, maps, rules, how to register, all you need to know. Once again, seniorgames.net. Next week, we're going to speak with Joan Young, an author who lives and breathes outdoor challenges. In 2010, she became the first woman to complete the North Country Scenic Trail on foot. Listen to this. This is a hike of 4,395 miles from Vermont to North Dakota, Over 10 years later, at the age of 75, she conquered the trail again, which had been elongated and changed to now cover over 4,800 miles. We're going to visit with Joan next week. Don't miss that. Remember to tune in live next and every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We take this live show and turn it into a podcast, and you can subscribe anywhere that podcasts are found. If you're listening by podcast, take a moment to give us a rating, write a quick review. That really helps to spread the word. And then, of course, you can find this and previous shows right on our website. Once again, seniorgames.net. Check that out. Today's inspirational thought comes from Confucius, and he says, "It does not matter how slowly you go, so long as you do not stop." Until next Thursday, stay active.